Until July 1, 2018, the existing statute stands, which is described
Correct.
As Rich described it to you. Currently, the current law is that you must seek a form from your local health department for religious exemptions.
Okay. So you're taking the same position as Rich, that there's only two options, because the
at the moment, until July 1, 2018.
So in July 1,
2018, the statute you described goes into effect.
So the statute I described has been in effect since at least January of 2014. And so the law, there was a law that, there is a new effective law as of May 9th, but it's the same as the previous law. If you search the Utah Code, you can go as far back as 2014 on the legislative website. You can't go back further than that. So I know it's been the same since at least then. And I know I've used this method at other schools before, and there's never been a problem. I don't know where the confusion is, but this has been the law since at least 2014. And in 2018, it's like a completely different set. There are like four sections, and a lot of the verbiage has changed. And so I understand then in 2018, July 1st, there is a different set of words to look through. But regardless, the law I'm talking about is in effect now and has been in effect.
Okay.
Can you pull up the code and look at it?
Yes.